Here at World Dairy Expo, I am in the Charleston Orwig suite and speaking with Elliot Block, who is Senior Manager Technology for Arm & Hammer Animal Nutrition. And we're going to talk a little bit about income over feed costs for dairy producers. So first, Elliot, tell me, what is income over feed costs?
Income over feed costs is a very simple measure, numerically calculated, arithmetically calculated. It's how much money you've made for your milk, total revenue, minus what the feed cost was to make that milk. So it's usually on a hundredweight basis.
So how do you measure it then?
Well, you have to obviously know what your feed costs are, but the critical factor that a lot of dairymen do not have a great handle on is how much feed the animal actually consumed.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, why should producers then use the income over feed cost as a financial metric as they make their decisions in their operation?
Well, income, since feed cost really is one of the largest inputs to making milk, obviously it would be advantageous for the producer to know on a financial basis how his business is doing in terms of his marginal income over that feed cost.
So how does Arm & Hammer help producers then to measure their income over feed costs?
We've been trying to educate a lot of people on what the value of income over feed cost is, mm-hmm. Other than just having another number out there. And there's a number of ways that you can increase your margin or your margin on your milk, which is basically your income over feed cost. You can do it by reducing feed costs and leaving milk the same, or keeping feed costs the same and raising milk, or obviously and actually the most advantageous financially is when you raise feed costs slightly and raise milk production.
Well, is there any ideal for income over feed costs? Is there anything a producer should shoot for?
You know, income over feed costs is going to vary farm to farm tremendously. I think it's more of a metric that you want to use to track what you're doing and how well your nutrition program is performing on your particular operation. It's going to be different for somebody who is in a market where they can buy a lot of byproduct commodities versus those that can only, you know, truck in everything and nothing is available locally. So that number is going to vary tremendously region by region. So, you know, hopefully you're at a point that you're pretty much at the milk production you should be at for the inputs that you have. So the question is, what is the next step? Mm-hmm. And the next step is obviously to raise your milk and or components. You don't have to just raise volume, especially in some of these multiple component markets. And the way you get there is by maybe adding 10 cents or 20 cents to the diet.
Well, when I spoke to the nutritionist yesterday here who was talking about this situation of low milk fat, he was able to increase the milk fat production, which increased the income, right?
Exactly. It's not just the milk production, mm-hmm. especially today where milk fat is almost equal to milk protein in price, which we've never seen before. Mm-hmm. You get a 0.1 change in milk fat without changing volume. That's a fairly large increase in income per hundredweight of milk.
Well, tell me about some of the products that Arm & Hammer offers that might help increase the income over feed costs.
Any product, obviously, that's going to increase any component of solids-corrected milk. Mm-hmm. So we do have our DCAD Plus, which mm-hmm. you get a little bit of volume, but primarily fat-corrected milk, so your fat test can stand to be improved if that's the weak point in your diet. We do have Megamine L, which is a protected lysine source. Balancing for amino acids usually increases your components, mm-hmm. so again, increasing milk value per hundredweight. We have our Fermentin product, which that's one product that it's easy to reduce input cost and keep milk the same. You could also do the reverse, but it's an easier hit on that end of it. You also have the products that are more long-term. Megalac R, we know, improves health, helping to prevent some diseases in the immediate postpartum period, and improves reproduction. So it's not a direct influence on income that you'll see tomorrow, the day after you start feeding it, but might take 3 or 4 months before you would realize that. And our BioClore product, which is a negative DCAD that you feed prepartum, and again, that goes to health and production postpartum, so that's another input cost that you're not going to see the results until the animal has calved.
Well, what I was impressed with yesterday, speaking with Dr. Bascom, he had very high praise for Arm & Hammer reps and how they worked with the nutritionists, who in turn work with the producers.
We do pride ourselves on having all of our products research-based. Mm-hmm. And our reps are trying to educate the nutritionist and the producer to the point that it's just a no-brainer to use the product. You know, we don't have to go out there and say, you know, use BioClore today because I say so. Mm-hmm. It's because I've educated you to the point that you see where this fits in. You use it. You've measured your income over feed cost or the milk response. You feel that it's worthwhile, and you continue with it.
All right, very good. Well, thank you very much. Elliot Block, Senior Manager of Technology for Arm & Hammer here at World Dairy Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.